I mean, I actually had it made to the shape of the rounded trailer in the back. But, you know, nowadays you can just get these ones that are pre-done sizes that you can usually work around and get them to fit right in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were actually, Steve, I worked with Steve on sizing, et cetera, to get these things to fit in the right place. And obviously to fit a variety of models and years, that way it could, you know, the sales could justify the tooling expense, which, you know, certainly tank tooling is not cheap, and trying to create, you know, a tooling for one tank for 1 year of one model is not a good business model these days. But anyway, we've managed, or he's managed to produce that, and we use them all the time, and it solves so many potential problems.
Yep, yep. And you can go to my blog at blog.thebep.com, and you can look up tanks, and you can see how I made mine. You can see how I messed that one up, the fiberglass one, and you can see how I changed my mind and ordered... ordered some custom tanks, and
they're quite expensive, though. You know, I did that early on, and it was surprising. You know, the custom tanks cost, you know, 3 or 4 times the price of buying the ones that VTS is selling these days.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the direction I would go if I was doing it again. But I don't think they were doing it back then.
No, they weren't, and that's part of the reason. You know, it was a big battle every time we were doing something. It was a large cost involved, and. And I said, you know, Steve, there's a market here, and
yeah, when you're paying $400 or $500 for a custom tank, then you do consider, which is why I was considering, maybe we should reuse the old one.
Well, exactly. You know, you're going like, I'm going to spend that much money, and then I'm going to build a box around it and never see it again.
Exactly. But yeah, and the other thing too, like we've talked about a lot of times, it's well. Being custom making one let me do whatever I wanted, which was make the tank bigger and going into the curbside closet and have a much bigger black tank. But you could also do that too with whatever ones they have. I'm sure you could size it up to modify your where you're going to mount a little bit to maybe upsize it.
Sure, and he's got a variety of tanks now. As things, you know, one tool getting paid off, he invests in another one to for other applications and years and stuff. So the volume of tanks available now is really pretty good.
All right, very cool. Yeah, that's the way to do it. But I'm sure you'd be a lot happier knowing that you put in new tanks in there.
Definitely.
He continues, I am a long way from cleaning and polishing the exterior, but I have a good friend that owns a business that blasts equipment using dry ice. It was a very non-abrasive way to clean things. I actually had him blast the oven I pulled out of the trailer and was wondering if you had ever heard of anyone dry ice blasting the aluminum exterior. Okay, he has another question after that. So have you heard of anybody doing it, using dry ice to blast it?
I haven't. That's sort of a fascinating concept. I'd be really kind of curious. I'm sure it could take clear coat off. I wonder if it could take oxidation off. And if it does take oxidation off, is it doing anything to the material itself? You know, like peening it or causing any potential issues where, you know, when you try to polish it, it might have a mottled look or something. But it sounds like a very interesting. I'd love to see some samples of something that's done and see really where that goes. Because, you know, in the car world, people have talked about soda blasting, which is very gentle. But dry ice, it could be interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I guess what we're saying, Mike, is give it a shot and let us know.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to follow up on. One last question. It's along the same lines. Which steps are the most time-consuming? in the stripping and polishing process. Looking forward to sending more questions from time to time. Thanks for the opportunity, Mike. Thanks, Mike, for sending this in. Appreciate it. So, in the polishing process, what is the most time-consuming? Well, let's name the processes, I guess. Stripping the clear coat, right? I guess washing the trailer, stripping the clear coat. And then,
first cut, second cut, third cut.
Yeah, exactly.
And the first cut is by far the longest, hardest, dirtiest process.
Right.
Because you're taking it from oxidized, deteriorated Funkola metal to looking darn shiny, but with swirl marks and stuff on it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, sometimes you have to go over the same area 6, 7, 8, 9 times. It depends how bad it is.
Yeah, count on a couple of 100 hours mm-hmm. to do the trailer. You know, and that's, you know, a lot of people say that's impossible. There's no way that can happen. Believe me, that happens.